Oh, good morning. It is time for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And this handsome gentleman that just walked in here is Scott Holson. He is from Stump Funeral Home and Cremation Service. And Scott, first of all, it's great to have you on board.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Nice ride outside. Stump Funeral Home gave you the big toy to...
Yeah, that's right. I had to drive something, and I've always been a fan of the Jeeps. I've had several Jeeps, and so I picked that for a company car. So
well, there you go. Lucky.
Veterans are important to us, and so we wanted to honor them with the wrap on the Jeep. So
I tell you what, it does them good. That is for sure. And that kind of dovetails into what we're going to be talking about today with Stump Funeral Home and a little thing called Rumble in the Park. Now, this is one of the first things I was able to kind of witness here when I first moved to town about a year ago. This is a lot of fun, but there's a great need. Tell us a little bit about it.
Absolutely. Well, this will be our third annual Rumble in the Park. It was something that... we had started a few years ago. I had been doing what we call our Operation Toy Soldier, and that was kind of one of the first initiatives that I did when I moved to Bartlesville five years ago. Our Operation Toy Soldier collects toys for the families of deployed veterans, and so there's really a big need there, and so it was something that we thought we could help with, and so we did this Operation Toy Soldier, and then I thought, you know, it would be kind of fun to kick off the toy giving season with a nice motorcycle ride, and the folks at Humble Road Church wanted to partner with someone to do some type of activity, and so we got to visit with them, and Rumble in the Park was born, and so it's
I like it. That's a great story.
You know, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's for a good cause, and so we're real proud of it.
Now this is going to come up on the 17th, which is Saturday here.
That's right.
And we're going to stage at 10 a.m. Where are we going to start off?
Well, this year we're doing something. We've always just done it here in Bartlesville, but this year we decided to go to our funeral home in Skiatook and start from there. So we have Peter Stumpf Funeral Home in Skiatook, and so we're going to start out there. The motorcycles will start staging around 10 o'clock. I'm going to have donuts and sausage rolls and coffees, and, you know, things like that for the riders there, and then we will depart from there and kind of ride through up Highway 11 and past Woola Rock.
That's a beautiful drive.
That's right.
Golly.
You know, when we started here in Bartlesville, it just didn't feel like we had enough ride, you know. It's a little bit selfish on my part. I don't get to ride my motorcycle nearly enough, and so I thought, well, let's have a nicer ride. There's nothing better than a ride through the Osage. We have such, you know, beautiful scenery, and I think we're going to have just perfect motorcycle riding weather on Saturday, and so...
Yes, you are. I just checked that out. Sunny 73, and
perfect.
The leaves are going to be that perfect turning point.
Absolutely.
As you're rolling through the hills.
Yeah, so we'll start there at our funeral home in Skiatook, and then we will end up at the Humble Road Church, and actually across the street from their church, they have a activity center, fellowship hall called The Shop. And so we will end there, and they'll have they kind of make it a family day, so it's fun. So they'll be they're gonna serve lunch. I think they grill some burgers, and then they'll have games and prizes and drawings and all kinds of stuff.
A lot of fun is what it sounds like.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, when we're looking for donations for our children of our people who are serving our country, what are we looking for?
So that's a great question. There's such a wide range of needs and a wide range of ages. And so, things that are real popular are board games, sports equipment, you know, soccer ball, basketball, that kind of thing. Also, a lot of people just choose to do gift cards. So, you know, that's kind of one size fits all, you know, and very popular, you know, because a lot of these people, they might have, you know, teenage children. You know, when we think of toys, we think of, you know, the toddlers the little ones. But, you know, it helps a wide range of ages. And so, you know, teenagers can be hard. I raised two daughters, and so I know how difficult they can be. So, you know, a gift card is always a good answer.
Oh, it solves so many problems.
It sure does. So, but yeah, you know, also we like, you know, the board games, which are a good something for the whole family.
Yeah.
I think that one of the things that's interesting about this year especially, if you can pick out a positive thing, is I actually think that families are spending more time together and more quality time. Mostly because they're forced to stay home, you know. So I think, you know, families are, I know a lot of my friends are having, you know, game night regularly where they're playing Skip Bo or Uno or, you know.
Things we used to play when
absolutely,
we were young kids.
Monopoly, yeah. Battleship, you know, things like that. And so it's I think a lot of people are reconnecting with their family and you know, that's something that's not always easy to do, you know, and so games and things like that are really popular.
Very good. So we got our work cut out for us, and we need to make sure that everyone knows that it starts off on Saturday the 17th, and make sure that you get a hold of Scott or anyone really involved with this in order to get those toys where they need to be.
That's right. And if people, you know, not everyone has a motorcycle or wants to go mm-hmm. there, we can, we've had people already bringing toys by the funeral home.
That's a great place to start.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they'll be accepting donations from noon to 3 mm-hmm. on Saturday there at the Humble Road Church.
Okay.
And so people can stop by and bring their donations there. And again, this is really the kickoff to our Operation Toy Soldier. And so we will have collection barrels for people to bring toys for the next 2 months, really.
Oh, very good.
So we collect toys until about the middle of December, mm-hmm. and then we deliver them all to the Air National Guard and to the reserve places. And so they go to Air National Guard in Owosso, and then the Army Reserve in Broken Arrow, and also in Chandler, Oklahoma.
Wow.
Actually, one of my employees at our one of our Tulsa funeral homes, who is a Army Reserve, just in July got called up for a year deployment. And, you know, it's seeing that side of it, you know, it's really remarkable what these people do for, you know, me and you and our country. You know, he had about 3 days notice, and it was show up at, you know, 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday, and you're deployed for a year, you know. Seeing that firsthand, you know, what, you know, these guys that mm-hmm. are called into action, you know, at a minute's notice, really, and you know, they have families that they're leaving behind, and you know, sometimes it can put those families in a, you know, a tough situation, and so this Operation Toy Soldier, I think, just helps alleviate some of the stress that holidays naturally bring. And for families who are struggling or maybe not whole as a family unit when one of their family members is away serving their country, this is just some small gesture that we can do to hopefully make things a little easier on them. And so it's important.
It works out well. Once again, that is Saturday, and that is Rumble in the Park as we kick off with the Operation Toy Soldier, and this is going to be great. Now, Stump Funeral Home has another event coming up a little bit later, right around Veterans Day.
That's right. On November 7th, which is also a Saturday, mm-hmm. we are going to have a Veterans Day parade in Nowata.
Great.
We had talked to the city and the chamber there oh, a couple months ago, and we're asking, you know, what they were doing for Veterans Day, and they said, you know, we're not doing anything. We're not going to have a parade this year as we have in past. And so I got with them and said, well, you know, could I have a parade? Could we?
I'll bring one.
Yeah, I'll bring a parade. So that's what we're doing. And I know we've gotten 50 or 60 entries. I know we're going to have some marching bands. And so, you know, whatever I can do to honor veterans and kind of celebrate veterans and wave the flag, I do that. And so we're going to have a parade. I believe it's at 2:00 on Saturday, November 7th in Nowata. And then afterwards, I'm going to feed veterans and their families, have a free barbecue for them.
Wow.
So anyway, we're looking forward to that event too. So
great. You know, Stump Funeral Home and Crematory takes very special care, that last detail, with our veterans as their tour of duty is over.
Absolutely. To me, you know, veterans are just VIPs. They are, I have just incredible respect for veterans. Anyone that's put their life on hold to go serve our country, I think, is a pretty remarkable and courageous thing. There's easier things or easier choices they can make, but we have, you know, so many people that have chosen to serve their country. I come from a big veterans family. My dad and all his brothers served, you know, in the military, and it was just, always a big thing. You know, my dad was a member of the American Legion. You know, he was a post commander for a time, and so it's just something that I grew up with, and something I'm real proud to do. And so, if I have, if I have the opportunity to give honor to those that served, I do. And so, and I think we do, you know, just a really good job of that at the funeral home. I'm very proud of all our programs that we have, special things for veterans. We have the flag retirement program and the honor cremation. So those are things that I'm just really, really proud of.
Mm-hmm. And you can always go to the Stump Funeral Home and Crematory website.
That's right, stumpf.org, S-T-U-M-P-F-F.
Twice.
.org, that's right.
And you can take a look at what goes on, and maybe if you're thinking pre-need, that's a great thing to do. Make sure you don't have to burden your youngers.
It is. Many people don't have any kind of a plan, and no matter what in life, it's good to have a plan. Mm-hmm. And so when people take the time to pre-plan what their wishes mm-hmm. are, it really is giving a gift to your family. You can financially provide for your services. Mm-hmm. You can select exactly what you want, you know, whether you want a burial, or if you'd like cremation, or a service in a chapel or a church or a gravesite or whatever. It takes all the decision making off your children and your loved ones. And when people, and I've seen it just time and time again, when a family has someone that has passed away, you know, that brings on mm-hmm. obviously a whole new level of stress and grief. And if you have to figure out financial arrangements at that time and decide, you know, make big decisions, mm-hmm. you know, it's hard on a family. And so when people prearrange and make those decisions ahead of time and financially provide for their services, it's just a gift and a blessing to the family. And I've seen it over and over, and it's really a good thing. And so, we have lots of different options with that, so I'd be happy to, you know, help and discuss and help families make the right decision for them, you know, whatever works best with them. We have our own crematory here at Stumps.
And you were one of the first in the state, weren't you?
That's right. In 1984, we put in a crematory. The Stump family put in a crematory, and it was one of the first ones in the state of Oklahoma. And so, you know, we've been doing cremation for over 35 years, and so we really consider ourselves, you know, the experts in that field and kind of a leader in that field. And so we're real proud of that as well.
Very good. We're talking with Scott Holtz, and he is with the Stump Funeral Home and Crematory. And don't forget, Saturday, October 17th, this Saturday, it is the Toy Run, and it is called Rumble in the Park. And as you rumble up from the Skiatook, taking the back road, so to speak, Highway 11 is really not a back road, but it is scenic this time of year. It is gorgeous.
Yeah, that's right.
If you've got a motorbike, be a part of it. And don't forget, when we get to the Humble Road Church, we're going to have all of the donations being accepted there, the kickoff for the donations for
that's
the
right.
kids.
That's right.
And this is really, really something special. Hey, thanks for being here with us today on our Community Connection, and thanks for being a great partner in our community.
Well, thank you. We are proud of Bartlesville. You know, it's that's where our heart is, and the Stump family started here in 1966, and so it's good to be part of such a good community. You know, best small town in the world, I think.
I concur, my friend. Thank you, Scott. We'll be right back with a little bit more right here on K1, the one you trust.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is